The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Yeah. Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Man. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
What's up?
Hello.
Wait. Christiana.
Oh, that's shit.
That's not Christiana.
Her voice has changed.
Welcome back to the show, Becca Costello. Hello.
Hello. I'm sitting in Christiana's seat, though, so this is new. I'm looking at things from a whole new angle.
Yeah, you get to eyeball Ted the whole time.
That, and I can see the screen where the stories come up.
Yeah, that's sometimes a mixed blessing.
Yeah.
Depending on what we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's like, I don't know that I want to see that. And I don't recall if there's anything like that here, so we'll see how it goes.
At least you weren't there when we watched that porn clip.
Oh, I think I heard that, though.
With Pinky?
I've been trying to keep up
with
the shows.
Yeah, Pinky, I was trying to
remember
that.
Pinky and the giant wiener?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
We had to imagine. I didn't look at it, though. I just had to imagine what Pinky and her giant wiener looked like.
She was doing like a, she was like twerking with her bad. It was weird.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Those were good times.
I'd sort of block that one out.
Yeah, that wasn't in the Cosmo tips. Lesbian sex tips. They should have talked about that.
Well, I didn't click through all of them, and neither did you. So maybe it is there.
I just got way too sad. I was like, I'm single. This is making me sad. I haven't got laid in a while, which is probably why I'm bitchy.
Could be.
I think that's it.
I noticed Ted and Becca are in a good mood.
Hey, it's not 10:15.
Yeah,
guys.
I was gonna say
we're just anticipating.
Well, 10:15 isn't the only time. It's just the pre-selected
You're feeling
time.
Like
it's the Monday time.
Oh snap!
10:15 on the East Coast.
It's true.
Ooh.
Coming up,
it's always 10:15 somewhere. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
You're close.
All right.
Coming up on the show today, when robbers pick the wrong victims, find out what happens. We've got ladies' underpants news.
Yay.
Yeah, and...
sorry. I don't know.
And what do we have in small town news? Let me look ahead
God.
Here.
Oh, I'm so excited.
My
I'm
brain's numb just
news.
Thinking about what it could be.
No, it has nothing to do with Gordy Little. You're safe. This is a Gordy Little free week for you, Ted.
Take a vacation.
It's in Christiana, so you can relax. You two don't have to fight.
Oh, wait. My Diana lives for Gordy Little.
I just laugh at your guys' reactions, so I enjoy it.
Oh, man.
So, Ted, let me ask you, how was your week?
It was good. Becca and I went to the state fair with Becca's family, two of whom were coming from Holland.
Ooh.
And we had a giant brick of curly fries. That was one of the highlights. I'm going right for the food.
Yeah.
Like for the first time at the fair, like we saw numerous stands that were selling these plates with these huge bricks of fries. It's like someone took a whole thing of fries, crammed them in a deep fryer, dunked them out, put them on a plate, and you buy them. We said, okay, we need that. And we did need it. So among the six of us, I think we did a pretty good job eating them up.
It was fantastic. That was one of the last things we did, but clearly one of the highlights. But we rode more rides than usual because our Holland family was totally into the rides, so we went with it. And what else? We pet animals and
oh yeah.
Oh, and I had a terrible encounter in the vendors. You know the little shopping sort of plazas. And so you're walking along and they're all like, you know, let me clean your jewelry. Let me clean your glasses. Here, chop this tomato, blah, 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 you know. And
got censored.
Something downloaded. And so I'm walking and there's a woman and she's like, you know, give me your hand. And she has some kind of lotion or something. And so I'm like, well, okay. Because everybody else was browsing, looking at stuff. So she's like, what kind of soap do you use? And she washes my hand with some kind of stuff. And I didn't even look at what it was called or anything. And then she's like, now the soap is special, but this is our real signature product. And she picks up this bottle of oil and squirts it on my hand. And she's like, genuine mink oil.
Oh, no.
And if anybody doesn't know that I'm vegan listening to the show, right? And she's holding my hand. So she's just like, you know, and I'm like, from an actual mink. And at that point, I noticed that the sort of cursive logo says touch of mink. Right. And I completely missed it. And so she's like rubbing it in my hand. She's like, yeah, it's genuine mink. It's amazing. You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, and then she's like, I'm kind of in shock. And I'm also like, I don't want to be rude and be like, ew, I'm a vegan. And so I'm just kind of like letting her finish with the oil. And then she like had like mink lotion. It was just like, and so I ended up getting this entire mink treatment on just my right hand because I was too shy to be like, please don't put that on me.
How was it? How's your skin?
No, my skin actually did feel good.
That's what I was waiting for. Mm-hmm.
But the whole time I was thinking, like, how do they get mink oil from a mink? Do I even want to know?
What the fuck is mink oil from a mink?
Like, you squeeze a mink until oil comes out.
I think it's probably like they break down their fat somehow. But
this is post-death.
Yeah,
I think so. But here's what I told myself so that I feel better. That there's a mink farm where they just don't let minks wash their hair. And their hair gets really, really greasy. And then they just like harvest the oil from their greasy hair.
Oh, sweetie. Aww. That's like way more disgusting. Way to justify it. Well, no, but I mean, like, that's for Alicia.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, go ahead. It's fine.
Right. Well, it's according to touchofmink.com.
Oh, God.
It's natural, biodegradable, and chemical free.
Oh, good.
There's that. It's natural. According to Wikipedia, this is the first line. It's made from mink fat and originates from China. Though there are mink farms within the United States, the fat that is made into this oil is stored just beneath the skin, removed from pelts destined for the fur industry. So.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, it's a not that this is a great thing, but the byproduct is at least they're not wasting that part of the animal. Like, if you're going to kill it anyway for its fur, which I don't really support at all. I mean, if you're going to eat it, fine. But if you just want to wear it for a fashion statement, not down with that.
Yeah, I don't think they had deep fried mink at the fair, so I don't know if it's a thing yet.
Maybe. No.
Maybe it's delicious. The watch can
act as a second screen. Oh, for God's sake. What is going on here?
Ads.
It's that same effing website. Go away. All right, we're just going to start the show now. We're going to get right into it.
Time to start. That was enough.
Hold on.
Before we get another video.
You guys went to the fair. How was the fair? Was it a thumbs up?
Oh, absolutely.
It was fun.
We had a fantastic time. It
only
was
a couple
very,
injuries
very
on the rides. Becca banged her head. I banged my arm.
Oh yeah, they're just not built that sturdy. Yeah, I did.
Surprisingly,
I was in the front of the log ride car, and when it came to a stop, I essentially like fell all the way forward and just did a face plant on the padding in the front, and my sunglasses were just like flunk, you know. But you know, you're with your family, so you're just like, I'm having a great time. But then secretly, you're like, oh my God, my nose.
I'm concussed.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
No, you'll never be homecoming queen.
And Becca's mom was about to go on a roller coaster, but then she saw the people come out with the hoses and mops and whatnot to hose it out because someone threw up. So she decided, I'm not going to go on this ride.
Because it only had four cars. And so she was like, I have a 25% chance they're going to make me get in that car when I get up there. And she's like, I can't do it.
Don't like those odds. Yeah.
Yeah.
So besides that, it was fun.
I know. I feel like we talked about all the gross things, but we really did have
fries.
A very good time. Oh, the fries were amazing.
So there you go. And a little goat climbed on my lap. That was cute.
Oh, yeah. Ted was like the goat whisperer at the petting zoo.
They're like, you're not going to eat me. We're going to climb on you.
My favorite fart of the fair.
Your favorite fart of the fair? Wait, Ted did experience a fart at the fair.
Oh, my God.
What?
I was just like trying to get a horse's attention. It was like had its butt to the door, and I was just kind of talking to it, and then just raised its tail and farted at me. I'm like, okay, nice chatting with you.
There you go. My favorite part of the fair, aside from the wine slushies, which are delightful, was in that area where the mink oil would be. Did you go by the massaging chairs?
Oh, yes. I didn't take a test drive.
I did.
Ooh,
I did. I got the full body massage. It was delightful. If I had $5,000 to throw away on a chair that supposedly costs $8,000, but on special just at the fair, just for me, I would totally get that because it was awesome.
Was it the one where it kind of clamps your legs in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
full body.
Those are crazy. Okay.
Yeah, calves and like tilt. It lifts you up and tilts you back and then.
Space chair.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Mm. You basically surrender to the chair. Right. It's going to do with you what it will.
Hmm.
Anyway. In Oregon, a man accused of stealing a hammer from Walmart in Woodburn and using it to steal guns from Fred Meyer in Newburgh is behind bars in a Washington state jail. Police were called to the Newburgh Fred Meyer store back in June after an employee discovered guns had been stolen. Investigators said 22 handguns were taken from a locked display case. The suspect broke into the case using a hammer that he had stolen from Walmart.
I feel like he's actually really enterprising. Like, he's taken the thing he got and he's trading up for more, you know. It's a sad criminal story, but it also has sort of an element of, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and
he's an entrepreneur.
Capitalize, yeah.
He's a human Rube Goldberg machine is what he is.
Man.
What's Fred Meyer store? Do I kind of, is this a, any idea what kind
of store? It's like a grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, with the handguns. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. But not hammers. You have to get that in Woodland, apparently.
Yeah, you got to get that at Walmart.
Woodburn, excuse me. Okay.
Officer said the man got away with the guns in a backpack that he also stole from Fred Meyer. So there you go. Mm. The police department released surveillance image of the suspect as well as a photo of a similar backpack. The makes, models, and serial numbers of the stolen guns were entered into national law enforcement databases. And 3 days after the thefts, an officer in Mount Vernon, Washington, attempted to stop a suspect wanted on outstanding warrants. That's when Mark Reyna drove away, eventually stopped his car and attempted to run from the officer. A canine officer tracked him down, but investigators say he attacked the police dog.
Boo.
He's also accused of resisting arrest against additional arresting officers. Once he was finally taken into custody, police say he had to be sedated by a medical crew. Mm. This guy's bad news. While processing his car for evidence, they found a handgun under the seat. It was discovered to be the gun reported stolen in Oregon. In the following days, search warrants were served in connection, and 6 additional guns stolen from the Fred Meyer were recovered. So a little sleuthing got them all back.
Ooh.
But, yeah, crazy story. I do have to admire a little bit the I'm going to go into Walmart and steal a hammer, because at any point, he could have been foiled. Could have been if the loss prevention officer at the Walmart would have stopped him.
I feel like someone needs to rewrite that song, If I Had a Hammer.
No, I don't think we need to hear that song ever again. That song's terrible.
I'd break
into Fred Meyer.
I'd steal 22 guns and all over this land. I don't know.
I like it. We're
what song
it.
Are you guys talking about?
Oh, you're too young.
Oh, there's
is
like
one of those moments.
Is that a gospel song or is
no,
it just like a
folk
children's
music,
song?
Isn't
yeah.
It?
It's like, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. I don't know. It's something they made Ted and I, like, people who are our age sing in elementary school.
I had a hammer.
There we go.
I'd hammer in the morning.
It sounds like a song you give the kids in, like, child labor to make them, like, enjoy it.
It's about hammering out justice and freedom. It's a patriotic song. No, it sounds so...
It sounds like Seven Dwarves, you know, like, working on the... or whatever.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yeah.
Hey-ho.
Pete Seeger, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate this. This is like outside my generation and culture.
I had a bell. I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening. All over this land.
No, I'm like waiting for Becca to feel my judgment.
Turn it off!
Okay.
Aw. Angry Man does not like that song.
That song's better than I remember.
Oh, God.
I'm excited.
Guess who's listening to that on the way home?
Separate cars.
There
we
you
actually
go.
Do have separate cars today.
That's the best way to do it. Now, Diana, you've mentioned it's been a while since you've gotten laid. Well, here's some good news for you.
Oh, sorry.
There's a new dating
for it.
There's a new dating site that moves beyond eHarmony's Science of Love to require saliva samples to test DNA for 2 key markers for compatibility. Singled Out, spelled just like you think it would, but without an E, .com, mails the user's DNA testing kit to submit a saliva sample, which is then tested at a lab for the presence of 2 genetic markers, including one for the serotonin uptake controller influential over how people control their emotions. Hmm. The other marker is associated with genes influencing the immune system. Quote, with online dating, you have the socioeconomic factors people try to match on. Religion, how much you make. That's according to Ron Gonzalez, who's the co-founder of Instant Chemistry. He said, this is another layer on top of that, so you can better find matches. Now, within a week of joining the site, administrators post the user's test results on his or her profile for comparison with other users. Instant Chemistry, the manufacturer of the DNA test used by the dating site, believes the research shows a strong link between those 2 genetic markers and long-term compatibility in a relationship. People with different complementary versions of the serotonin and immune systems were most compatible. So it's the science of attraction, sort of.
I still don't fucking get it. So they test how often you get sick?
No.
But immunity is based on like that. So I don't get the immunity thing, and I don't get the other thing.
Who said immunity?
It's immune system.
Immune system.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. They don't go into the grand detail of it all, but
it sounds stupid.
The dating site says human pheromones may allow people to find compatible mates, although the process requires a kickstart to work online, where men and women remain mostly relegated to personality inventories, bios, photos, and favorite quotes as a way to sniff out potential mates. In the greater offline world, men depend on visual cues as well as pheromones to find the perfect match. At first glance, a 0.7 hip-to-waist ratio suggests optimum biological health to the male gaze.
Wait, 0.7...
But not gay males, male gays.
Wait, 0.7 hip to... What's that mean?
That's how much smaller your waist is than your hips.
So your hips...
Wait, where's your hips and where's your waist?
Your hips are where the bones are, and your waist is kind of where your belly button is.
Oh.
So your waist should be what, 70%?
You want to have that little hourglass thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah, is that 70% the hourglass? Okay.
Of your waist should be hips.
Yeah.
So,
all
right.
So if you had 10-inch hips, you would want a 7-inch waist.
Math.
That's why I'm doing it that way.
That works. No, like it.
So my question is this for lesbians, and how much is it?
I don't know. I'm
like that. I don't even give a... I was like hella hating on it, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's at the point right now. Fuck it. Like, I'll give them a DNA sample.
Now, conversely, women depend on the same sensory cues when searching. According to their own requirements, finding men with angular facial features most attractive, as it implies subconscious clues about the testosterone production and reproductive health, as well as the ability to protect family and control resources. Now, although the new site requires only saliva sample testing, the bar for online matchmaking has, in fact, just been raised.
So Ted just like sucked in his cheeks as hard as he could to give himself these like crazy cheekbones.
Yeah.
And wow.
Holler.
Subconsciously, I was so excited by that.
Oh, my God. If you are a busy single professional, you can actually sign up or sign in using your LinkedIn password.
Shut up.
That is not what I would want to use. LinkedIn.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about LinkedIn that are okay.
They're just like giving this to like professionals and people that are just like, fuck it, I need to have a kid and date. I don't have time.
So now, Becca, let me ask you.
Yeah.
And you're a very peaceful person. These two people taking a selfie that are on the front of this singled out website.
Yeah.
How much do you want to punch them in the face?
I don't want to punch them, but I feel like it's really, I don't know, it's such a staged photo. And this whole idea, like, you're a busy single professional. Like, we're too busy to have spell singled right in the name, you know? We don't have time for an E, you guys.
Well,
like,
I don't think they wanted to... That was the name of the MTV dating show. I don't think they wanted
it?
To get sued.
Yeah, the website was taken probably also, I bet you.
So they dropped the E. That's the most creative they can get, was dropping the E.
They've been OWT for out.
Hold on. I'm closing that website. Here's their little video of how singled out works. Says, are you a busy single professional?
Already.
Life is about balance. I'm just reading the things on here for you. For the music, yeah. Let LinkedIn take care of your professional life.
This is a problem.
Singled out will take care of your love life.
Yeah, good.
Contact and interact with like-minded people. Well, LinkedIn dropped the E, too. Fall in love.
Good point.
There's a beaker. And find out online whether you have chemistry. Join Singled Out today. This doesn't help at all. La, 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 la. It's the other side of LinkedIn. Stop it.
Oh, no.
I must have more from them. Oh, it's Dr. Wendy Walsh. What does she have to say about it?
Do you really want to send your DNA to some random website for whatever purpose link it to your identity and your name and all other crap?
On a social media website that you use to network with professionals.
Yeah, that's just not... Don't do it. It's not a good idea, guys.
Oh, well, let's listen to what Dr. Wendy Walsh has to say.
Hello, I'm Dr. Wendy Walsh, America's relationship expert for instantchemistry.com. Well, the next wave of online dating is instantchemistry.com because it uses biotechnology to find your perfect match.
It's a big word.
It's a simple, scientifically proven cheek swab DNA.
It's actually two words combined.
Predict if you'll have hot sex and a long-term healthy relationship.
What?
Imagine that. So if you're as interested in finding offline chemistry as online chemistry, you need to go to instantchemistry.com today and order their DNA test. Or go to our partner site, singledout.com.
Nope. Not going to do it.
So I think we know how Ted feels about
this. Becca want to swab? No.
You don't want to swap spit with Ted?
Well, oh, I do, but not in a cheek swab that we mail to a lab.
Let us know.
That will be like,
are we
yes.
Compatible? Are we doing it right? No. No.
I don't know. I just thought, I was like, this is just the weirdest thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, I feel wacky. Like it's kind of made up. Like, the way that they didn't explain much, it's kind of because I feel like there's not much there.
There isn't. It's hokum. I think it's all just hokum.
Hokum.
Hokum, I say.
Maybe they'll start posting reliable data as to the value of the service.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
Yay. No.
Meanwhile, also in Oregon, I'm going to Oregon in a few weeks, so this is interesting. Mm. Police in a Portland suburb have a sticky situation on their hands. For more than a month, mysterious vandals have been smearing pastries on cars.
What? Why waste a pastry? Sorry. Depositing
donuts in lawns and leaving cakes strewn about the streets.
Why would you do that?
According to Hillsborough police, the baked goods bandits first struck on June 1st, smearing a maple bar across a car windshield.
A maple bar? Those are the best.
I know, the humanity, right?
Yeah, this is terrible.
The cake manity.
In the weeks since, the pastry perpetrators have occasionally turned to healthier fare, leaving yogurt, bread, and potato salad on vehicles and in driveways. Since when is potato salad healthy? Did that happen?
I don't think it is.
It's healthier than a donut, mayo? I guess.
Mustard, when you make it with mustard instead of mayo.
There you go. Vegan potato salad, too, maybe. Mm.
Although most of the incidents have involved sweets, a police spokesman... Lieutenant Mike Roches says, amateur sleuths within the neighborhood collected frosting and sprinkles and traced pastries back to at least two supermarkets in the area.
Oh, God.
Quote, we think the suspects probably went to a dumpster where the grocery store had thrown out the day-old pastries. That's some police work. Mm-hmm. Although the two residents of the suburban Northeast Hillsborough neighborhood have complained to police, baked goods seem to have been scattered across multiple vehicles and yards. No permanent damage has been caused, and no individual seems to have been specifically targeted. Police see the maple bars and chocolate donuts as an inconvenience rather than a threat.
It's wasteful.
It is wasteful.
Poor Shane.
He threatened me with a chocolate donut.
This is totally just high school kids doing a summertime prank, I feel like.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Kids
do. But the police say a crime has occurred. Criminal mischief, a misdemeanor. Patrol cars are making more visits to the neighborhood, especially at night. Although, so far, police have opted not to request surveillance video from local supermarkets. So they're taking it sort of seriously. Police see that, we believe the suspects are kids in the neighborhood, adding that police don't necessarily need to arrest the perpetrators and could settle for an apology, but the would-be late-night capers need to stop. You know what? I want to move to that neighborhood. Do you know why?
Free food?
That's the worst crime they have going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. That's their biggest concern in the world, is that someone is smearing maple bars on shit.
Oh.
It's like, no one's getting stabbed, no one's getting shot, no one's getting raped in the streets, but there's some donuts around. Mm. It's pretty bad, guys. It's pretty bad.
When I was a kid, we went through a phase... Or a teenager, we went through a phase where we tortillaed people's lawns, and you buy that like 100-pack. You take
a bad girl.
Like 100-pack. You know, you get 100 tortillas for like $1 or two.
Value.
Yeah, and so you would write a message, and it would usually be a nice message because we would do it sort of to our friends or whatever. And so you'd write a little message, and you leave that tortilla on the front step, and then you just throw the rest of them like frisbees, and they'd wake up in the morning and they'd have 100 tortillas on their lawns, and it was kind of like a joke thing between friends. What, so I feel like this is kind of that.
It's hilarious.
Of all the stories to relate to, this is the one you kind of related to.
Yeah, I guess I was a food vandal for a brief period of time in my youth.
Have you apologized to the people you've hurt?
No,
because it was all our friends and they knew it and they would do it back and it was just silly. And we always thought that it was nicer than like TPing, which was, you know, what other people are doing, because then you can't get that crap out of the trees, you know, but the tortillas are easy to pick up and they're just kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't, the birds will, or the squirrels, or something like that. All right. So through those. So I don't know. No spit, no nothing. Do that. Anyway.
No spit, no nothing?
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
What?
They act. Ooh. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool. That was a weird transition, I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hammers, Ted. Hammers.
Hammers are awesome. Cool.
Diana.
Cool.
Becca.
MC Hammer? Cool.
Yeah, hammers, it's not the hammer, it's the person swinging it, man. Hammers are cool.
Well, technically, it's a tool.
Ah.
See what I did?
It's
wow.
It's a cool tool.
Yeah.
Good
so
job.
I want to change my vote.
Literally a tool.
Because it matters so
Although,
much.
Up next in Cooler Tool, DNA dating, Diana. No.
Fuck. I think it's... I'm going to go with Tool because it's only for rich people who, like, have too much money and they don't know how to fucking socialize. They're like, fuck it, LinkedIn.
They're too busy.
Too busy. Well, I don't... It's just a tool. I think it's, like, a pretentious way of fucking dating, and Tinder was bad enough, and this is Tool.
Becca?
Tool. I don't think there's real science.
Ted?
Same. Yeah, it's pretty Tool.
You know, it... I think if you're sort of relying on the actual chemistry of finding someone that you chemically are going to be with, you might as well go back to arranged marriages. Just let somebody else pick them out for you, and use it, because that's what you're doing, really.
That's true. That is very
true. It's a way for the man to control you to get you into your arranged marriage. Do not fall for this bullshit.
Ooh. I actually was watching Big Bang Theory the other day, and I kind of had a brief moment where I was like, I wish I had an arranged marriage. But with another, obviously with another female, but that kind of defeats the whole arranged marriage. But yeah, I thought it would be simple. It would be easier.
The really progressive arranged marriage between lesbians.
Maybe someday that'll be a thing.
You know what?
I could start a service.
You know what? I'm going to put this out there. Someone arrange me.
Oh.
I want the fucking to get this over with.
I got to get you the bunny ranch first, though.
let me ask you this. Are you opposed to moving halfway across the globe? Because I can probably broker something.
Wow.
Halfway across the globe?
Yeah, let's say I were to broker a deal where to take a fee... And you were to and you were to go somewhere to be arranged lesbian married.
I love how Nate was like, I'm going to take a fee.
Wait, he's saying you have value.
Is she getting married or just sold into like sex slavery?
Yeah. You know, that's that. We can work that out later.
Is that a technicality?
Is she going to Dubai? What's happening?
Yeah, where? But yeah. Dubai is really nice.
No. Lesbian sex slavery.
I want to know where you're sending her.
Yeah, it's
Switzerland?
Where?
Sweden?
Look, I haven't done any legwork on this yet. I'm just spitballing here.
You know what? Right. Okay, depending where I'm down.
Oh, God.
Because I can do comedy anywhere, right? Isn't that one of the beauties? If anything, I get a new joke out of it. Yes, I am down.
Okay. We'll work on that. And finally, in Cooler Tool, donuts. Mm. Becca?
Donuts are cool. I wish they were better for me because I want to eat them a lot.
Diana?
I'm going to go... I never got the hype about donuts, but I get cravings. I'm going to go with cool-ish.
Cool-ish.
Dead.
Donuts are delicious. Cool.
Yeah, donuts are awesomely cool. And I will be visiting Voodoo Donuts in Portland.
Oh.
Ooh. What do you recommend there?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've been
and they have a sign. I took a picture the last time I was there, and I didn't have any donuts last time I was there. I was on a diet. I didn't have any. But they had a sign in the rotating thing, because they've got all the donuts that they have on display in this rotating case so that you can see what it is. And there was a sign that says, "We're all vegan." And I sent it to Becca.
I know. I was like, oh.
That's pretty sick. That's what pretty cool. Donuts? But it's Portland. I'm not surprised.
The best one I had, the one I liked the most that was a little bit different, was a donut, and it had Fruit Loops stuck to the top of it.
That's the one they advertised. I think I forgot what TV show or Food Network show went on, or Travel Channel show went, and that was the one they advertised, and that looked freaking amazing.
Hmm.
So you should bring one back for everybody.
They're going to be stale.
You should
shrink wrap them.
You should come up with that's
Nate.
Not our problem, Nate. Our problem is that we're not going to have any. It's your job to figure it out.
Stale donuts.
I think you go to Voodoo Donuts and then you just hightail it back here as fast as you can and drive to all of our houses.
I would say this. If you want really, really good donuts in Sacramento, go to Marie's Donuts.
Yeah, they're good.
Is that
they're
in
good.
The ghetto?
No, it's in the ghetto. It's next to the Freeport Bakery.
There's no Fruit Loops on them, though.
Oh,
no.
Never mind. Because there's this one place I went that was in the ghetto, like hood shit. And it looked good. I didn't get any, but it looked good.
Which ghetto are you referring to?
It was
Stockton?
I think it was off of...
North Highlands?
Maybe.
South Sac?
I think it was South Sac.
Okay. I don't know what that is. All right. It's time for Ladies Underpants News.
Yay.
I feel like we should have like the sound of the ticker tape or something going in the background.
Ooh.
There we go.
It's very exciting.
I like how this is a new section. Can this be a new segment? Is this what we're going to do now?
No, because this was a weird thing where I happened to find three stories that I liked about ladies' underpants.
Only three?
Yeah. Are you ready for vagina pants?
Yes. What are they?
Well, Ted, since it's a story from England, pants are, you know, basically panties. That's what they call them. They are women's panties that have a diagram of a lady's reproductive system on the front of them.
Hot!
Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't want to be like, oh, fallopian tubes, uterine lining, take it off, baby.
Cervix. Yeah. That, well, see, that way you know where it is.
So then she says, do sign of my cervix. She can say, oh, I know where that is because I saw the map before I took them off you.
Why the fuck would you care if you're having sex?
Because it's...
Well, this is before sex. That yeah. way,
so it's like, all right, I'm going to put my D up in your...
V,
and you know, maybe an egg will come out of a fallopian tube, and like, there's nothing sexy about this. Nothing sexy.
Well, you know who would like them? Slim Goodbody.
Yeah, they are like the lingerie of the slim.
But
Goodbody.
They also
slim. What is that?
You'll have to Google it later. they also have a bra that has nipples on it, which
and
is
it looks
delightful.
Like maybe like gland tissue or
yeah.
yeah it's like weird. It's like breaking down, you know, the skeletons, like not skeletons yeah. but like the tissues where they do that in the doctor's office. Yes. Nothing about this is that I want to veto this. Can we veto this?
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
totally unsexy.
The science class worthy knickers are part of 18-year-old Eleanor's Why Are You So Afraid of Your Own Anatomy collection, and you can follow on from the Free the Nipples boob bikini. While they may not be the sexiest thing you'll ever wear, they do provide an insight into the female reproductive system, clearly labeling the ovaries, cervix, and fallopian tubes. Those brave enough to wear them may be interested to know that they come with an accompanying bra, which I mentioned, which details the anatomy of the breasts.
You know what? I feel like that is the anatomy of, like, that part of the female anatomy everybody sees in school. That's the only part they show you. They should have one that's, like... Here's the clit, you know, like stuff that's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, thank like, you.
That's the stuff that like they don't
map.
Tell you in health class.
Like, X marks the spot.
Yeah, like a map or like this is what you're working with, and this is what we're like, you know, these spots are good, maybe like fucking star or some shit. But this, like, why are you afraid of your anatomy? No one cares. It's not anyone's afraid of it, just no one cares.
Well, there, to be fair, a couple of years ago when on this very podcast, who was it? Summer's Eve was doing their Hail to the V campaign. They had where they were hawking douches, which you don't need unless you've got a real problem, in which case go to the doctor and get rid of it. There were quizzes about female anatomy, and apparently people were doing very poorly at it.
Oh,
women were doing very poorly at this quiz about female anatomy.
Oh, maybe I'm like, oh, in California, we all learned all this stuff, but maybe a lot of people don't learn all this stuff. So these might be more useful and revolutionary than I thought.
But why would you need to know this information outside of high school health where you get tested on it?
I think it's just a kitschy, fun thing to wear.
I think a funner thing would be, like Becca said, a label to like the whole clit, the G-spot, stuff like that. That'd be fun and sexy. Sexy time. Hey, but anatomy, like looking at it, I was kind of like... I don't even want to have sex anymore. That was just like, I don't want a science project. That's not what I want to do.
Well, you're no fun. I think that's what we've learned now.
Okay, but seriously, boys.
Name of the podcast, Diana, is no fun.
Wait. But boys, like, I mean, seriously, if you were like taking clothes off a lady and then there was like the anatomical fallopian tube underwear, would you be like, oh yeah, she's not afraid of her anatomy? Or would you be like, what,
she knows too much, I better get away?
Yeah, maybe that.
Okay,
that,
are you asking a 21-year-old me, or are you asking me now?
I guess I'm asking you guys now because you're here now. And
well, if you're asking me now, I would be like, what, and then it could spark a conversation. And then it's just a way of showing off personality. It would be like if you were wearing, I don't know, Superman panties or whatever. Something, you know, something like that. Ted, what do you think?
I'd be like, Becca, where'd you get these panties?
Can you
wait, what would 21-year-old you say?
You'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Aw.
Yeah,
if you got down to her panties, you would be like, you would let that interfere?
You know, honestly, Ted, those would be gone so quickly it wouldn't even matter.
That's what I figured.
I mean, faster than a bait car in the hood, it would be gone.
There
you go. That's
what I'm saying.
Here's another problem. VPL, visible panty line.
Those are a problem. Yeah, that is a problem.
God, tell me about it.
Well, get ready because the strapless pant makers, Shaboo Culture, are ready to start a lingerie revolution. That's right. Are you brave enough to shabooey?
Isn't that just a thong?
No. There's nothing on the side.
It's way less than a thong.
They are strapless underpants, and You know, it's crazy. For those not in the know, it's a piece of fabric that twists under your private parts and is held in place by a washable and reusable silicone gel on the front and back. So that's that's how it stays. The aim is to have a clean, smooth silhouette and no VPL, no visible panty line. But Shibui aren't happy just entering the knickers drawers. Oh no, they want to start a lingerie revolution. The makers are on a mission to erase VPL for good. The spokesperson said it's one of the top fashion blunders and frankly no good on the peepers. We're asking I should do that in a British accent. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's one of the top fashion blunders and frankly it's no good on the peepers. Mm-hmm. We're just asking everyone to get involved, stand united, and direct the ladies to the only place it can be erased. mm-hmm. So it's, Shibui is apparently safe enough to wear every day. If you dare, and it comes in a range of colors and patterns.
So, why don't people just go commando?
Because I was going to ask the same thing. Like, what's wrong with no underwear? Like, why do we need silicone gel
unless
at this point?
Unless
you're
going to do, like, because even if they did, like, a little, like, Lindsay Paris Hilton slip, I feel like it's not covering enough. You'll still see hella's shit. Might as well just go commando.
I don't know. This looks, you know, I don't know. It's, maybe you don't want to risk leaving a snail trail.
Oh.
You asked. I'm just postulating here.
Oh, man. Why did I ask?
No, that's not a thing that happens.
That's not a thing. Maybe you need one of those anatomy under... No, just kidding. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
If you're sitting at, like, a restaurant that has, what, like, pommel horses or something that you have to sit on? Like, I don't know. That doesn't even make sense.
Actually, I think it's probably more that you would rather not have the seams of your pants rubbing on your gentle private parts.
I feel like that's true. Whatever those things are called, I feel like that would be sort of awkward if you were on a date, like, to be like, hang on, I have to take off my whatever with the silicone gel.
Are you?
That'd be a weird thing to
Are
like
you
strip off.
Kidding? That do you have any idea how quickly that would come flying off? That's not a turn off.
I feel like I'm just doing sex all wrong based on what you guys are saying.
Based on what you've told me, you're not doing sex at all.
Which is wrong.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're right.
I'm doing this podcast except Rebecca. That's basically what just happened right at this moment. Everyone except Rebecca.
We just did the Usos of insults on her, Ted.
Yay.
I
made a WWE reference, which makes her even more mad, I bet.
I know, it did. I didn't even get it. I just know that you guys made me sad. Aww. And you were like, then you throw the WWE reference that I didn't even get, but you too got. And it's just like little boys club over here.
We
fucking
say,
assholes.
We say ooh, you say so. Ooh,
no.
Oh, he's doing
oh wait,
it wrong.
You don't like the Usos very much.
No, they're okay. I
like them.
They're fine.
They won.
Oh my god, and two Becca, and two.
We were watching Battlegrounds.
I live with the guy who owns the WWE Network.
I own that
and,
shit.
Well,
boom.
Or he subscribes
he
to
subscribes,
it.
He subscribes. That's what I mean. And so we watch these pay per views so often and. You know, they're like 3 or 4 hours long, and even if I only watch a little bit of it, it's a lot of wrestling. So.
Yeah, the Usos, whether you like the Usos or not, they do put on a good show.
I do
yeah,
like them. They have a little show. Dance they do, a little war dance mm-hmm. before they get started. Ted doesn't like them as much.
Yeah, they're
I still
okay.
don't know what
I was waiting for the Wyatts
about.
To win the belt, but I guess they want to make the Usos look more powerful than they...
I'm sure
I thought they were.
How can the Wyatts have any power without Bray?
Yeah.
They're pretty... Did you see? They're pretty buff. They tear shit up. Am I right?
Yeah, but they need You're Bray's, right. like, creepy charisma to, like, really pull it off.
He is the brains of the outfit.
His creep charisma, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
I look forward to him.
But here's the good news for everybody. It's not just the ladies. Oh, no, it's not just Shibui. They have Hibui.
Oh,
it's the
my
strapless
goodness.
Thong for men.
Wait,
don't they have a bathing suit? Wasn't that a bathing suit for a day or something like that? Like... I think that, yeah, I've seen that article. Like, there was that thing where people were talking about women's bathing suit. This is, like, scandalous and new. And then now they have, like, the men's thing. I don't know if it's the same thing, but similar concept. But it's, like, one strap, and you just cover your junk, and then, like, that's it. It's, like, a little, like, slingshot-looking thing. I don't know. I just didn't want to look in that direction. But it's basically you barely cover any of it, and that's, like, a bathing suit. I think people should just walk around naked at this fucking point. What's the point?
Well, they
right
do
now?
They do on the show Dating Naked.
That's
on
true.
VH1.
Where they leave snail trails and shit. Oh, why did I even say that? That's disgusting.
Does VH1 even have any music?
Not anymore. Wow. Like it's like MTV.
The day the music died. So they have the hibui for men. It's the strapless thong. They say, we didn't cross the line. We erased it. It is the world's only no-line strapless thong for men. Washable, reusable, revolutionary, invisible thong. Adheres with a gentle, silky, smooth adhesive.
Is it minky smooth?
Maybe it is.
All right.
But here's the good thing, Ted.
Yay.
Get ready to wave your flag. It's designed in the USA.
USA. USA.
USA. USA.
This website says they're out of stock right now.
I know. I was very disappointed. I was going to get some and model them for you and everything, but now they're out.
I am so sad.
That they're out?
So sad.
Next time.
They have free shipping in the USA if you buy over $75 worth.
Peel and toss strapless panty. Wow, they have a lot of stuff on this website.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow, learned a lot today.
Yeah. Oh, they have the instant bottom lift. What's this? $28. Let me look at this really quickly. Enlarge it.
Bottom lift needs.
Oh. It's easy and comfortable with great results. Contents of the package: one bottom lift. I'm not really sure what it does. There's arrows that point to pushing up of butt cheeks. I don't know how it works. I'm just going to say it's magic.
I don't understand how these thongs work either, quite honestly.
For the men or the women?
For the men.
For the men, there's an adhesive, a gentle adhesive, Ted.
I would... no. Becca, don't get these for me for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
In case that was like... Oh,
I know you can't wait till Valentine's Day. You're getting them for Hanukkah.
You know, half Valentine's Day is coming up in August. Why not? Why celebrate it just once a year?
I can't unhear this conversation.
The whole world.
I can't unhear this.
Just comfort yourself that it's pretend. Shit,
that's all true. Right.
So
let's, they're sold out anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Let's take your mind off of that. Now we've talked about.
We're still not out of ladies' underwear news, are we?
No, we are, sort of. The Lingerie Football League. Now, I know you guys think, it's just women running around in their underwear. Let's take a listen to the trash talk and the physicality that actually goes on in a Lingerie Football League game.
Wait.
Shit.
Yes?
What I'm actually thinking is, what's a Lingerie Football League? Like, where does this exist and who...
Cities across the United States and in Canada.
Does Sacramento have one?
They do not. Seattle does, Vegas does, LA does.
And just to let you all know, because I can see the image here, I don't know if you guys can see it. It's like from the waist up, it's like a full-on padded football player with a helmet.
Shoulder pads, basically a hockey helmet.
Yeah, long sleeves, gloves, the whole thing. And from the waist down, like panties and bare legs.
Yeah, they're tackling.
It's very odd. So, I don't think it looks that hot, though. It's like you that could just be like a dude and...
Oh, no. Listen, here's what's going on the field if you don't think it's real football.
Marky, that's all day! Fucking sorry-ass receiver. Thank you. And I'm like talking to you. I don't play receiver, you dumb bitch. Tie your hair back to Brown, you give us a bad name. What player? She's pushing me. You're so fucking ugly. Like, there's the cute girl again. The cute girl with no hands. Oh, you're so cute, Tim. Good night, bitch!
Good night, bitch.
Aw.
Yeah. So, yeah, the LFL.
No?
Not a joke. Not a joke
Becca
at all.
Becca looks scared.
It makes me sad for humanity, what I just witnessed.
Yeah, but I think it's, like, their only way of, like, being able to play football and, like, get fans. And it sucks. It's shitty. Is this on cable? Or am I just watching this on YouTube for the rest of the season? How is this going to work?
I've only seen it on YouTube.
Oh.
It's demeaning and offensive. And what website is it at?
And how do I judge it some more? Where do I go?
You got to watch it so you can judge it more accurately.
Exactly. I don't want to jump to conclusions. That's rude. That's
Is there a lingerie golf league?
Oh.
No, those bitches aren't cute. Let's be real.
You're cute.
Aw, thanks. I'm also an ex-golfer, and I was also like 30 pounds heavier when I was playing. So,
yeah.
There's only very few. We went through the list of cute golfers. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
And it's like not all of them, and then they look fake. I think it's because I also know their personalities, some of them I do. And like for me, like personality is a big part. Like, you can be a dime, but if you are a shitty person or just have a shitty personality, you would probably end up walking out of my skill as, like, a five
a nickel?
Max.
Minimum. Like, it's not. I don't know. I think everyone could just be like whatever, but personality does do a lot. And this bitch was badass, and that was kind of sexy. Like, can I bit? Like, that was like, I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, and she plays linebacker and tight end. So
she goes both ways, huh?
And she's versatile. Dang. Hollow.
Yeah, and so basically the women that are playing in this league take it very seriously. We had, I know a while ago on the show, and I think it was predates you guys. We had the coach of one of the lingerie football league teams just dressing them down at halftime. And it was exactly what you would expect from an NFL coach in an NFL locker room.
What do you mean dressing them down?
Like yelling at them, you fuckers can't tackle, you're an embarrassment, all of that whole thing. And it was like, they're you know, everybody goes, oh, they're just running around in their bra and panties. No, they're taking it very seriously.
Oh, yeah. I really think it's just like it's a shitty thing. But I think this is like for them, like this is how they are able to play a sport that they love. And it's a shitty thing. It's a shitty situation. But that's the only way to get fans. I'm sure there's like regular football, like women's rugby. That's apparently a thing. I see it on Facebook. It's apparently a thing. I don't fucking know. Maybe if they wore lingerie, it would change everything. But everyone knows about like men's rugby and stuff like that.
No one cares about men's rugby either.
No one does, but they care more. They know it exists.
Well, I've known rugby existed. I mean, that rugby in college.
Oh, I mean that's. I mean, after college, it still exists. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But,
I didn't know that was a real thing, but I am like definitely, Filipino. I think did you just say Filipino?
I said like Filipino.
Oh yeah, okay, that we didn't have to bring that up again.
That's classic moment though.
Oh my god,
that's classic Kong.
Oh, that's classic. I'm waiting to get my ass carried, but I feel like we should all support the Lingerie Football League. Just so maybe they get more viewers and shit, then they can actually play football with more clothes on because they seem really passionate.
You know, they seem to be doing a fine job just the way they are. Although it is a really awkward thing because they've got the shoulder pads on, but then they've got the bra, so they've got to expose the cleavage. It's just like up on their neck. It's a weird look.
It's a weird uniform. They definitely go out of their way in this uniform.
And they're wearing hockey helmets. They're hockey helmets is what they're wearing.
What kind of low budget shit is this?
So, anyway.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, but it's the real deal. Now, if you're picking a robbery victim or any other victim really, you need to be careful about who you target, cuz if you pick the wrong person, bad things can happen to you, as some robbers found out.
A Southside convenience store clerk turning the tables on a pair of robbers.
And he's not just a crime fighter. He's a semi-pro mixed martial arts fighter. Oh. Amy Davis has the story only on 2, and she's live off of South Wayside near I-45 with this video tonight. Amy?
Well, that's right, you guys. Myra Dasanayaka works here selling sodas, snacks, and gas. But then 5 days a week when he leaves here...
I love how she has a bottle of Coke and some snacks in her hand to illustrate what soda and snacks look like for the viewers who might not know. Oh. Thanks.
He goes to train in mixed martial arts, and earlier this month, all that training came in handy.
Myra Dasanayaka was behind the counter when he noticed his co-worker return to the store after a run to the bank. The men in this SUV were watching, too, because they went straight for the man in the bank bag as soon as he got out of his car.
Just the reaction, just you see someone get beat up, you just go out.
Myra ran outside, and before the alleged robbers even saw him...
The first guy I saw, I just kicked him in the face, then I punched the other guy.
Watch it again. Myra's co-worker is on the ground, taking a beating when Myra's first kick catches one of the accused crooks in the face.
Myra!
Moves Myra learned in cage matches. He's trained in mixed martial arts for more than a decade and was named the MMA national champion for 5 consecutive years in his native country of Sri Lanka.
We learn like how to punch, how to kick, and like, you know, how to move, so all that stuff. You can use in the streets.
Or in this case, the parking lot. In seconds, the bad guys begin their retreat, the getaway car getting further away.
They were waiting for them, but when they were running back, I caught one guy with a hook, so he fell down. So they just left him.
Take a look. One of the alleged robbers wants to go back for his accomplice and friend, but decides against it when Myra moves towards him. In the end, they left the guy, and just as he does in the ring, Myra put him in submission while he waited for police.
Damn. Just kicked him till he lays down in the floor until he stopped moving, because I wasn't sure if he had like a knife or gun, so I wanted him to stop moving.
Police arrested the man identified as 33-year-old Odell Mathis. His partner and the driver got away, but customers of the fuel depot still call this
a feel-good story.
A feel-good story, unless you're this guy.
Yeah.
I call it a feel-good story.
Wow. We've been watching a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and that was like Buffy the Vampire Slayer level fighting. Like, ooh. I feel like you don't see that kind of fighting in real life where someone just runs out and is like there's just one guy fighting a whole group of people, but he takes them all out. You know, that's the sort of thing that happens in the movies, but there it is.
Yeah, it's some crazy video if you get a chance to look at it. And it happened in Houston. So on the Friday show, we'll tell you about another wrong victim picked in Phoenix. So we'll tell you about it on Friday. This happened this week. Donald Trump tweeted, "Thanks at Little John for coming to my defense in Rolling Stone magazine. As I have often said, you are a terrific guy."
What?
Okay.
I think I don't know who Little John is.
You don't know who Little John is?
No.
Oh,
well, Robin Hood.
No. I didn't do my show prep.
Wrong one. No. Oh. Hold on. Let me find Little John for you.
Is he like a rapper?
Yes, he is.
I should have known because his name starts with Lil.
It does. He was made famous first on the Chappelle Show.
He looks in the style of Lil Wayne.
He's before Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah. So Lil Wayne is in the style of Lil Jon.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty much. Let me see if I can find this up for you. Chappelle Show. Lil Wayne. There we go.
So Lil Jon is
Oh, it's a little John. Okay, here is this here is this kid where Dave Chappelle plays Little John, and he actually is talking to Little John.
Hello and good evening. It's me.
What?
It's me.
What?
It's me, Little John.
Okay.
I'm feeling lonely. I just need to talk to someone who will understand, and, well, that someone is you, John.
Okay!
Don't you like popsicles?
What?
I said, don't you like popsicles?
What?
I said, don't you like popsicles?
Yeah! What? Yeah! Okay!
Sometimes I feel like I am all alone in this world, and I have no one to go to.
What?
I said, sometimes I feel like I'm all alone in this world and I have no one, sir.
What?
No one.
What?
To go to.
Huh?
No one that understands my pain.
Okay, so you might also remember him from such hits as this one with Usher.
Peace up, A-Town.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know this song. Oh, so he's the guy who goes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like the Flavor Flav of his generation.
That's
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so how is he related to Donald Trump? Sorry, you have to hold my hand through this whole story. I'm lost.
That's perfectly okay. They're not actually related, but Lil Jon was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Ah.
So that's how the whole thing works out with Donald Trump.
Excuse me.
Well, a father in Virginia is. I'll leave some Usher playing underneath because it sets the mood. A father in Virginia is facing charges after police say he left his children in a car while he had sex with a woman behind an apartment building. According to WTVR, Juan Munford, who's 27, is facing two counts of felony child endangerment after police in Prince George County say he left his twin babies in a car on a Friday morning while they went to have sex. Neighbors called police after hearing the children's cries from the car. Father, 27-year-old, was about 30 feet away from the car. He was having sex with a woman behind the building. That's according to police. Said, "We went around to the back of the duplex and discovered a male and a female engaging in sexual intercourse. At that point, the police made contact with the individual who identified himself as the father of the twins. Police took the children to a nearby hospital, placed them in protective custody. Munford and the woman he was with were both charged with indecent exposure as well. Yeah. According to a lawyer interviewed, child endangerment case against the dad may not be that easy to prosecute, though. Does it show a reckless disregard as far as willful and wanton? Does it show reckless disregard? Said Ed Reilly, who's practiced law for 24 years. Hold on.
Does it?
Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
Thanks. I think it's going to be a really hard case for the Commonwealth to make. To get felony level, that's a really hard case.
Felony level's pretty high.
It is.
You fucked up somewhere.
What are the laws about leaving your baby in a car while you go have sex? Like, if it's 100 feet away, is it no good, but 30 feet's okay?
I think it's state to state, Ted.
Okay.
I think you need to go meters in some places.
Oh, that's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gay sex, it's worse.
Yes. Because,
oh, definitely.
You know. Yeah. In, like, Texas.
It makes me happy that Becca's rocking out to this song.
Oh, yeah.
The song is a lot happier than the story. I decided to just selectively tune into the song.
I am digging that idea. I'm going to just walk around with headphones all the time. So when I see someone and they're like talking about something I don't like, I'm just going to put them on.
Settle.
Yeah. And you can just have people go, yay.
Yeah, yo.
I'm going to even leave it on for Florida Corner.
Wow.
That is perfect.
Because that wasn't Florida. It was a Florida Corner worthy story.
Right.
Police in Boca Raton say they found a woman sleeping in her car, wearing only lingerie. And when they asked her to get out of the car, she tried to run over an officer.
Oh.
Police say just before 10 a.m., they got a call about a woman sleeping in the parking garage at Nordstrom. You know, as people do.
Fancy.
That's a classy establishment, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Well, that's why you sleep there. Officers found Suzanne Morales, who's 45, sleeping in her car. They knocked on the window, but Morales woke up and locked her car doors. I mean, what else would you do?
That's how you resist arrest, right?
It could be in some places.
In Florida. That's
well, that part is smart, actually. I mean, if you're a lady alone in your car and you wake up to somebody knocking, you know, men knocking on your window, the first thing I would do is hit the lock, probably,
before I even figured out what was what.
Especially if you're just sitting there in your lingerie.
Exactly.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe she was waiting for the football game to start.
Ah! Oh.
Officers asked her to step outside the car, but she refused. They said they could smell alcohol and suspected she might be drunk.
Mm.
You don't say. They told her if she continued to refuse, they would knock out her window.
No.
That's when she started the car and tried to drive in reverse, almost hitting one of the officers. She then hit a police cruiser and was trapped.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's according to the report. She's charged with obstructing an officer and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and she's being held at the Palm Beach County Jail in lieu of $10,000 bond.
Here, the thing is, none of this would have happened if the cops didn't bother her.
I think they're checking on her to make sure she's okay.
Right.
None of this would have happened if the cops didn't bother her.
It's an interesting theory.
I guess she hadn't gotten drunk in her car. This wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, but she could have just woke up fine.
If Nordstrom's wasn't in business, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It's Nordstrom's fault.
Okay, but what are her charges? Again, what were they? Resisting arrest.
Yeah, there was a resisting arrest.
Okay, which
and
they...
And felony assault with a deadly weapon.
But none of that would have happened if the cops just... She was passed out. If the cops just left her alone...
Hmm.
All would have been good.
Yeah.
All would have been good.
That's
I'm just saying there's two sides to this story.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
Okay.
Correct.
Also in Florida, police arrested a couple accused of having sex in front of dozens on a Sunday afternoon on Bradenton Beach.
On a Sunday afternoon.
And it was all caught on tape. People need to stop saying caught on tape because no one uses tape anymore. But Jose Benny Caballero and Alyssa Alvarez were charged with lewd and lascivious behavior. This went on for about 25 minutes, one witness said. Several families were in the vicinity of Caballero and Alvarez while they were having sex. A grandmother started recording it when the couple wouldn't stop.
No one has a question about the grandmother fucking recording this shit.
What's evidence? She said she planned to turn it over to the police once they arrived. She said, I've lived here since 1978, and I go to the beaches, and I've never seen anything like this. Witnesses said after the first 25 minutes, the couple took a quick dip in the water and then returned to their beach towel. They laid on the beach and passed out for hours. I'm sorry. Let me go back to Grandma. They laid on the beach and passed out for hours. We thought they were dead, but when they woke up, they cuddled for a while and started into the same thing they did before. One parent had enough, called police, and then confronted the two. Witnesses say Caballero became, and this is in quotes, mouthy with police officers as they hauled him off in his bathing suit.
Hmm.
That's the end of the article.
I feel like they should, that's the thing, it kind of creeps me out. Instead, like, it took them two tries for them to call the cops, And the grandma was like, I'm only doing this for evidence. No, this bitch has it saved on her laptop. And she's probably just using it. And she probably uploaded it and sold it or some shit. Because that's just not normal. And once again, if the cops didn't bother the couple, none of this would have happened.
Actually, that's not true because the people at the beach were confronting them.
And then they wouldn't listen? That's messed up.
Well, here's what Fox 13 reported.
New at 10. As you can see from these Facebook photos, this couple isn't shy about showing off intimate behavior in public.
He's a bodybuilder, and there's a photo of him in a banana hammock. On the public beach, and she wears mismatched bikinis.
Fox 13's Michael Shingleton is in the control room. All right, Michael. Sex on the beach. You got our attention here.
Yeah, John, these two were arrested Sunday on Bradenton Beach after someone called to report they were having sex in front of dozens of people in the middle of the afternoon, apparently without a care in the world. Hey, you don't see this every day, and you probably wouldn't want to.
They've got the video of it. They're humping away.
Alvarez are accused of love in all the wrong places, in front of dozens of people, including children, and a camera.
The beach was full of families. And it's like they thought there was nobody there but them.
This woman didn't want to show her face on camera since she was holding this camera.
Hi,
clearly,
grandma.
She is outraged since her
Nailed the voice.
Pretty fucking close, right?
Questions. She didn't know what to do at first.
So I looked out at the other people on the beach, and everybody was watching them, but nobody was doing anything. It was like shock.
This went on for 25 minutes. Alvarez on top of
That's a pretty good run, I think.
The two then took a dip in the water before returning to their beach towel.
They laid on the beach and they totally passed out for hours. We really wondered if they were dead. So when they did wake up, they cuddled for a long time and then they started into the same thing they were going to do before.
But before they could get going again, someone called police. Then another woman walked over to stop them.
They called the boner patrol.
What do you think you're doing? And he stood up and wanted to fight her.
Moments later, Bradenton Beach police arrived and arrested Caballero and Alvarez. Caballero pictured here as officers escorted him to jail.
I've lived here since 78, and I go to the beaches, and I've never seen anything like this, so I won't stop going to the beach, but I think citizens need to step up and do something like we did.
Well, maybe you stop them before they finish the first time. Turn the hose on them.
I have 25 minutes is a long time to be like,
Yeah.
Can't believe they're still doing it.
Families are here. Good.
Look at those people.
Yeah. That's the thing about, no one did anything. Everyone just stared. I was like, okay, you guys are going to fucking... That's weird to me. That's so weird.
Okay, let me put you in their position. You're at the beach. All of a sudden, a couple starts boning on the sand.
But then I'll go do my own damn thing, like go walk away, go in the water, do something else besides stare at them for 25 freaking minutes.
You want to record them to show it to the police?
For evidence?
Look what I recorded.
Look at that, officer. Oh, you want my phone, officer? Sorry. Sorry, I can't. You know, that's the thing. Like when you do stuff like that, when you have video evidence on your phone, you have to give your phone up as evidence.
Or you could just email it
to
them. No,
they won't accept email.
Well, fuck them then.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. This lady was just a creep. They probably said, "Oh, like you want to? We need your phone." No.
Yeah. Said we want your phone, and then they said,
"I'm not asking. I'm telling you."
It's right.
I think you have to assume in this day and age, though, that if you're doing anything like that in public, video of you will exist. You would think.
They probably wanted it out there.
There's a story going around, because Comic-Con is just wrapping up now, because more and more women are involved with Comic-Con, whether it's cosplay or whatever. There's a lot of female nerds and geeks who are enjoying Comic-Con. And dressing... whether it's cosplay or whatever, they're dressing in sort of revealing outfits. And there's apparently an epidemic of male nerds taking pictures of them without them noting.
Among other things, groping. It's a problem.
Yeah. It is a problem.
No one is surprised.
Because men are men, no matter what their social status.
Let me just
break it. Social skills, you mean?
Status, skills, whatever you want to say.
Okay. Let me just break it down for all the guys out there.
Break it down for us, Nate.
If the ladies are dressed in a provocative manner, it's not okay to touch them.
But what about...
It's not okay to take pictures of them for your spank bank later on.
Aww.
The spank bank is something that you file away mentally that you recall in your mind. Enjoy the view if it's in public. But don't take a picture of it. and don't touch, because you're not supposed to do that. It's not polite. It's not nice. It's not even legal.
Sounds complicated.
It's also disrespectful.
Which is why you should just not do it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Take a mental picture of it.
Because it's not
fair. And then go home and beat off like you always do.
Nate does have a point.
It's true. You know, honestly, and because, listen, if you're going to go out in public dressed in a very revealing outfit, people are going to look at you.
Sure.
That's just the way it is, whether you're a man or a woman or a pit bull. People are going to look at you. And you can't be upset that they look at you. That doesn't give them the right to say derogatory things to you. That does not give them the right to take pictures of you. That does not give them the right to ever touch you. But they can look because it's public.
Honestly, at Comic-Con, it is a thing to ask people in excellent costumes to pose for a picture. Lots of people take, just ask them. Like, they probably will happily smile for a photo, a consensual photo, and then you can take it home and whatever.
Can I take a picture next to your ass?
Yeah, and you wouldn't get the ass one, but you get, you know, the front smiley view.
The back, you might get the ass.
The back of your costume looks great. Mm. Can I get a picture of it? So yeah, don't do that.
Mm. Nate, I think you need to make a Comic-Con like PSA.
Maybe for next year.
18 things not to do at Comic-Con. You can make one of those fucking lists, or 18 things to not say to people at Comic-Con.
Number 4 is amazing.
I have a list of things not to do. Make lists of things that other people shouldn't do. Just get on with your life. All right, well, less than 7 hours after being asked about the racist legacy of rock entertainer Ted Nugent, the Coeur d'Alene tribe of American Indians canceled the scheduled performance next month by Ted Nugent. Marketing and public relations staffers seemed unaware of his racist past, but made a quick decision once they were contacted about the appearance. Quote, Nugent's history of racist and hate-filled remarks was brought to the Tribal Council's attention by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That was in a statement. The Coeur d'Alene tribe has always been about human rights. For decades, we have worked individually and as a tribe to make sure that each and every person is treated equally and with respect and dignity. But that's not the only time. Ted Nugent also had a pair of concerts in just outside of Seattle that were canceled at another tribal-owned casino.
How the fuck do they not know? That is what I don't understand.
Well, you just don't...
You know of him enough to book him.
Well, yeah. You know Wangozy Tango and Scratch Fever. And
I knew him as a racist idiot. Like, that's how I was introduced to him.
Yeah, but you didn't think Filipinos existed. So there's that.
Yeah, it could be, you know, that there's just like a booker who books the casino circuit who's like, I have this whole slate of artists, and the people who run the casino are like, yeah, great, okay, Friday night concert series, and they don't really look into it that much.
Yeah, give me Three Dog Night and another band from the 70s that's still touring around. That's all it is. So yeah, they've canceled it, and he said some more terrible things, but because there's another group in Wisconsin trying to get them to cancel his shows. I don't know. I'm not in favor of Ted Nugent in any way. Okay. I just don't know that I'm a big fan of people that are trying to prevent other people from making a living. You know what I mean?
I think everyone's entitled to like their own business. I don't know what you mean. Everyone's entitled to their own business too, as well.
Well, what I'm saying is the people that are just going around and just going, hey, you know, Ted Nugent says bad things. You shouldn't let him perform there. Because if Ted Nugent says enough bad things, people are going to go, oh, he's terrible. We don't want to go see him. And then it will take care of itself. I just don't know that I'm in, whether it's Ted Nugent. Because what if somebody says something that a group doesn't happen to like, and you go, oh, well, that person's terrible, so you shouldn't hire them. It's preventing people from making a living. And
I don't think you should. If you're that much of a public figure with public opinion affects your living, you shouldn't be saying shit like that.
He's a fucking guitarist, Diana. He's not a politician. He's a guitarist and a bow hunter. He's kind of a redneck.
There's other guitarists and other there's other people to hire. As if, like, if you're working with them, like, I wouldn't personally, like, that's my personal choice as a consumer as well, to support certain people.
Right, but as a consumer, absolutely.
And as a booker, it's the same thing. Like, I think, like, if I were to do a comedy show, right, if I'm producing a comedy show, and, like, let's say one of the performers says something really, like, extremely homophobic, and they're unapologetic about it, mm-hmm. and they're just, it was just disgusting, I have every right to be like, I don't want to be associated with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick them off the show.
Okay.
That's my personal right.
But is it how do you feel if someone were, if let's say you were to say something, you held a position that a group disagreed with vehemently, whatever whatever it might
be. Which is probably very possible considering my positions on a lot of things.
Sure. Now, every time you turned around and booked a show, they went around right after you booked the show and said, oh, you don't want Diana Hong because she says this, 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 and this. And they go, oh, well, we don't need that sort of publicity. And then they cancel you.
Depending on what I say, it makes sense. Like, okay, let's say if it's like a, we can just, because it's a touchy subject anyways, I am pro-choice. All right. Like, for example, let's say I'm pro-choice.
Okay.
And this one church wanted to book me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is all hypothetical.
Sure.
But the person from me behind me comes up like, oh, I heard on a podcast she's pro-choice. The person, the church comes up to me, asks me about it. I'm like, I am. That's not going to affect the way I do the show. I'm not going to state my point of views on that. But if you have I understand their position from that, like, and then I wouldn't be have a problem with it. Then again, if it was another show, and then like, let's say it's a comedy club, and they're like, oh, she's pro-choice, they're like, we don't give a fuck. Like, there's a time and place for different things. I understand this group in particular because this group is like, they're known for, they pride themselves on what they do on like equal rights.
And I'm not talking about the tribe that canceled. I'm talking about the people that are going around. And
those are just haters, but those are everybody. I think that's, let's say, it's not a good thing. I think I'm getting a little more of what you're saying.
And I'm not defending Ted Nugent at all. I don't think he's really a particularly great musician. I don't really care for his music. I hate most of the things that he stands for, and he says terrible things. But if somebody wants to rock out to Cat Scratch Fever and Wango Zitango, and that's how he puts food on his table, you know, aside from bow hunting, and pays his electric bill and takes care of his family, I don't know.
I think it's dependent on, like, because regardless of what the group says that's following him and is being, like basically snitching on him, we'll call him the snitch group. Is that kind of essentially what they're doing? They're just basically snitching?
Yeah.
Okay, so the snitch group.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is snitching on him.
I think it's
a bad example. I'm speaking in a bigger.
I understand what you're trying to say, and I agree. Overall, I agree with societal standards that snitching is not nice nor good. I think the principle behind it, but at the same time, and when it's such on a large scale like that, I think the companies or whoever's booking the shows will take into account what they say and be like, either they're going to be like, you're full of shit, it doesn't pertain to us, or you have a point, which I think in this case in particular, only this case, the snitch group kind of saved the tribe's ass.
Yeah, absolutely. In this case,
so
it did.
Which is kind of hard to like bring up that point with this case.
But honestly, Ted Nugent would have likely gone there, played the show, nothing would have happened.
I doubt it. He's a dumbass.
He is, but if you just go and go, hey, Ted, here's the stage, he goes out and he rocks out, he plays his songs, he gets his check, and he goes home.
They usually talk.
Either way.
I just have a hard time with someone like that who's very, because that's how I know him too, very opinionated and boisterous. Like, I have a hard time. I can see it also being a media thing, being like, how the fuck did he even get to play this? And then they're going to have to deal with the backlash from this. So I'm not a fan of snitches at all. Overall, the principle of snitching is horrible and all that. Maybe they shouldn't have done it, but deep down inside, and who knows, hindsight's 20/20, but I think they would have found out either way. And in this case, I think it saved their ass. Because this would have been a huge publicity no-no.
Yeah, and again, I'm speaking more from a you know, bigger perspective than just Ted Nugent. Because, quite frankly, Ted Nugent is just kind of a terrible person.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. Let's end with something a little bit more uplifting.
Oh, boy.
Hey, by the way. By the way, thank you to everyone who's shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. It is the best and simplest way to support the show. Just go to NateDarlingShow.com, click that Shop Amazon tab at the top, and then shop as you normally would. Whatever you need, from diapers to paper towels to cat food and cat litter, to vibrators or, you know, panties. That's right. Buy your panties at Amazon.
Ted, we need cat food and cat litter. I just remembered.
I ordered some.
Through Amazon?
Yeah.
And NateDarlingShow.com?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
See how easy it is? Thank you for going ahead and doing that to everybody who's been doing that. After a down month in June, we're back up, so yay!
Yay!
Although it's August now, so get back at it, people. Small town news. Headline, moose spotted wandering in northeastern New York.
Yay.
State wildlife officials say a young moose has been wandering through populated areas in northeastern New York, is likely looking for his own place to hang out. Ed Reed, a regional wildlife manager, tells the Post-Star of Glens Falls that the male moose may have been pushed out of another territory by an older bull moose. Reed says the young moose apparently is looking for his own territory. Now, the moose was first reported in Queensbury in Warren County earlier the week. It was spotted Thursday a few miles north in Lake George. Reed says the moose could have wandered over from neighboring Vermont. He says people who see the moose should keep a healthy distance away from the animal because moose can charge and stomp people if agitated.
Oh, no.
So don't agitate a moose because, you know, they'll stomp you. It's true.
I don't want that.
Don't get stomped by a moose.
That's your Gordy Little. No, don't do it. Never mind. That wasn't nice. Sorry, no, Gordy.
He got kicked by children.
I know. That's pretty good.
They paid him for it. Seriously, if you haven't listened to last Friday's show, go back and listen, even if it's just a small town news, because it is worth it just for that. Mm. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. It's loud. Of the Day Darling Show. Thanks to Becca Costello for coming in, sitting in for Christiana.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll be back on Friday with another fresh show for you. In the meantime, enjoy sounds from the 70s. This is Pilot and Magic on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
Playing in the morning.